everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys. That'll pick up the tempo a little bit. I kind of like that little rejoin. That's a good one. But anyway, you are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM, and we are having a great time. We are live down in Fenville, Michigan. If you've never been down here before, it's kind of halfway between Allegan and the Lakeshore and south of Grand Rapids, north of Kalamazoo. Okay, you've got us pin dotted, right? You know right where we're at. But we're at Fen Valley Winery, and I'm looking over a beautiful vineyard. They got a big tent set up. The barbecue pit is fired. We're going to have a great day down here. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. And we are going to have a great day. We want to thank our producer back in the studio. When we're out on the road like this, we have Orange Julius producing us on site. And he scurries around and runs around with wires and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, he makes it look easy, but it's pretty hard sometimes at some of these locations. You run into little complications and just weird little anomalies that pop up. And then back at the master board is the wizard, Brian Fonger, who matches up these intros and the little Jeff Foxworthy with the fiddle. That was good, Brian. Kudos to you. But right now, we want to talk some serious wine, and the depth of this place, it just comes off in layers. It's like an onion. You just keep peeling it back, and there's more and more. And we're sitting with the proprietor, Doug Welsh, and his beautiful wife, Salita, who is just a joy. What a wonderful match you made there.
Yeah, I got lucky.
You did.
I got
probably
lucky.
Several times.
Yeah, yeah. I got lucky, yeah.
So, you're shocking us again. First time we ever met you, you came up to the studio. I was so impressed you drove all the way up because we were looking for a vintner, and we've had Fen Valley on our radar for a long time because you're close. But you came up and you brought a plethora of wines, and we were just shocked at your first visit at how good your wines were. And you're stunning us again because you brought out some Riesling because you keep saying it goes good with barbecue, and I didn't say anything at the time, but when people say Riesling, I immediately go, not so much.
Yeah, well, the thing with the Riesling is it's generally made sweet, and serious wine drinkers often don't like a sweet wine, so therefore they write it off sight unseen. But we do make a sweet Riesling. We make a semi-dry Riesling, and that's what you're trying right now, and we also make a dry one for the wine aficionado that wants totally dry. But the semi-dry is my choice with barbecue foods, and that's because that smoky character, and if you use any spice in the rub or in the sauce, a spice is tempered with just a touch of sweetness. That's why Rieslings are often served with Thai foods or spicy foods of that nature. And so when I grill, I like to drink my Riesling as I'm grilling, and then I also have it with the dinner because it goes quite well with grilled foods.
That is just a wonderful taste. It explodes in your mouth. I mean, it's so packed with fruitiness, and it's not sickening sweet. It's just got a nice little sweetness that just makes you want to have another sip. You know, that you don't pucker at all. I mean, it's a easy drinking wine. I could see how a bottle of that could get drained quite easily.
It's exactly what happens. It's very, very popular. It's our most popular varietal wine. And it just won a gold and a double gold medal out at the Finger Lakes International Wine Competition against Rieslings from around the world.
Wow. That's so impressive. And
this is one of those wines that when I think about it is, you know, often I grill with wine. Sometimes I put it in my recipes.
Well, that's exactly what I was thinking as he said that. It's like 39 years you've been at this.
Yep. It started as a hobby. I like to jest with people that it was a hobby that got out of hand. And it was, in fact, a hobby. And when I was a child, we made wine. We never grew grapes. And we just jumped in, said one day, let's start a winery. Picked the site that would support the grapes and did it. And made a lot of mistakes. But 39 years later, we're here doing fairly well.
You know, I don't know why it is, but every vineyard that I've ever been to is rolling hills and there's little valleys. You know, this is this is a farm. This is a working farm, but it's not farmland, if you will. It's just beautiful rolling hills. And as we sit here on the hilltop looking over the vineyard, it's just very picturesque. And what a great day, or a great thing to do on a Saturday, to come down here, just spend an hour or two. You can taste the wines. You can have some barbecue. Fenville is an easy trip from Grand Rapids. We made it down here in about 45 minutes.
Easy trip from Lansing, too. And Jop, if you just ask Doug here, he'll tell you why there's rolling hills.
Yeah, the hills are here for frost control and air drainage. And so there is a reason why vineyards are planted on rolling hills and not just planted on flat ground. So that is one of the reasons that we picked this site.
Water drainage?
Air drainage. You want the air to drain away. When you get those cold, frosty nights in the spring, that cold air drains off into the lowlands, and you avoid frost up on the top of the hill.
Interesting.
You know, we had a very odd spring this year, and a lot of the growers in northern Michigan lost a large portion of their crop this year. But as I understand it, I was talking with your son-in-law a little earlier. He said your crop is fared very well this year.
Well, we're about 95% of what our normal crop would be. It's just a part of planning, and I've got good people working here, very good people, and they know how to do it. Plus, the site is very good, so we fared well.
You do have a wonderful staff, and so your father and mother were in with you when you started this.
My mother's still alive, and she works behind the bar at 85 years old.
I had the privilege of meeting your mom about a month ago on a Friday night coming back from Chicago. I stopped in, and we sat out there, all of us, you and me and your mom and your employees, and just enjoyed some wine, and she is a delight. This business has been good for her.
Yep, it's keeping her alive. That's
right. Just think, 39 years. I mean, I'm tasting a wine here that's world class. It's grown in Michigan. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Just think of how much you've learned about wine in those 39 years. I mean, you started off making stuff you couldn't drink, and now you're kicking butt all around the world. That's goosebump raising right there.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Just another great Michigan business.
It is.
That has cut a living and made it through this terrible economy. And, you know, we're all starting to see little glimmers coming out the back end here. And this is just another bright spot that is a Michigan business that is just, you know, knuckled down and made it happen. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And your wife's from Argentina.
She's from Brazil.
I'm sorry, from Brazil. And you were just in Brazil.
Yes.
And you got to taste all sorts of wines down there.
Visited Brazilian wine country.
Just expanding your knowledge.
Yes, it was wonderful.
Wow, you are a blessed man.
Yes.
You've got to come to Fen Valley today. It's their wine festival. There's going to be maybe 2,000 people here. There's barbecue. There's music. There's some of the best wine in the world here. So I highly recommend it.
Coming up next, we're going to go to the Centennial Country Club out on the southeast side of Grand Rapids, and there's a new restaurant out there called Bobby J's, and the reason we're going there, these guys specialize in barbecued food. Their whole menu is around a barbecue, one of the few restaurants in town that does that. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.